When I was in college, I worked as a waiter. The bigger the table, that is, the more people seated at the table, the more challenging it was to serve. Many restaurants, ours included, instituted a mandatory tip for tables larger than six. Larger groups were often at the restaurant for a special occasion. Consequently, their expectations were often higher as well. As shown on the cover of the bulletin, Jesus and his 12 disciples gathered for a Passover meal together. Now, the painting shown was done by an artist named Gian Pietrino, who worked with Da Vinci and did this copy around 1520. As an aside, Da Vinci's original has been degraded over time, and the feet of Jesus have been cut off by monks who owned the fresco and needed to build a door through the wall where the painting was. This gathering of Jesus and the disciples would have been a festive occasion. The Passover meal, or Seder, is seen as a celebration of the beginning of Israel as a nation, with the Exodus from Egypt being provided by God. Four cups of wine are usually drunk by the celebrants, with grape juice substituted for those who cannot or should not drink wine. According to Jewish legend, a fifth cup of wine is poured for Elijah, who visits every Seder and drinks a few drops from his cup. According to Jewish tradition, Elijah is the prophet who will announce the arrival of the Messiah. It is in this environment that Jesus demonstrates his love for the disciples, all 12, including Judas, who he knew was going to betray him. Jesus shows that being a leader involves being a servant. Jesus then mandates or commands that they love one another. That's where we get the name Maundy Thursday, from Jesus' mandate for us to love one another. Jesus also tells them that he has been glorified in their presence. Thus, Jesus has been revealed as the Messiah at the meal. In remembrance of this Passover meal that revealed Jesus as the Messiah, we commemorate what we call the Lord's Supper, or communion, or the Eucharist, because Jesus told us to do so. We call that act by Jesus the institution of the sacrament. The Presbyterian Church recognizes two sacraments, and tonight we celebrate the birthday of one of them. While other denominations recognize more sacraments, we limit it to two as the only ones that Jesus specifically instituted. Easter Sunday is a traditional time to celebrate the sacrament of baptism. Maundy Thursday is a celebration of the sacrament of communion. The symbol for baptism is the font. The symbol for communion is the table. That's why we're focusing on the table tonight. That's why each of us will celebrate communion sitting at the table tonight and gathered around our Lord, who is the host of the dinner. We sit 12 at a time at a table for 13. Like the bread and the cup, the table is an ordinary, everyday symbol of sacred truth. Jesus did not invent a new symbol. Jesus took a sacred meal, the Passover feast, and gave it even deeper meaning. In fact, many Jews are eating the Passover Seder meal tonight. As we read in Exodus, when the Jews ate lamb and unleavened bread, They remembered the saving action of God in delivering them from death and from Egypt. The blood of the Lamb spread on the doorpost symbolized the saving action of God as the angel of death passed over them. The unleavened bread symbolized the hurried exit Jews took from bondage they had suffered in Egypt. Jesus, our unblemished Lamb, took the wine, the fruit of the grapevine, and likened it to His blood shed for the remission of sin. Remember, Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches." Jesus took the sacred meal, already a symbol of the unity and salvation of the family of God, and extended it to include us. Jesus likened the bread to His body, which you recall Jesus had also previously said in John, "I am the bread of life." And importantly, Jesus said this at the table. The sacraments are not solitary acts. We do not go off by ourselves and show how different we are by our sacraments. We do common, everyday, inclusive acts like washing and eating. We celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ who came to us in everyday flesh and blood, and who did everyday things like washing and eating. We sit down together as a family, not because we must do so to be saved, but because we may do so because we've been invited by our Lord. We sit down at table with the whole family of God who has been invited and is invited by Jesus Christ. So now let's go to the table together. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from east and west and north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at the table with His disciples, He took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And then they recognized Him. This is the Lord's table. Not First Presbyterian Church's table, not the Presbyterian Church USA's table, but the Lord's table. And our Savior invites those who trust Him to share the feast which He prepared. Let's pray. Gracious God, pour out Your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these, Your gifts of bread and cup, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By Your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. In union with Your church in heaven and on earth, we pray, O God, that You fulfill Your eternal purpose in us and in the world. Keep us faithful in Your service.